Our High Calling. Who is my neighbor? June 27th. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Romans 12:10. A Christian life will be revealed by Christian thoughts, Christian words, and Christian deportment. In Christ, there is a divine completeness of character. In Christ, we will work the works of Christ. We shall, in Christ, sense our binding, far-reaching obligations to God and to our fellow man. There are many cords which unite us to our fellow men, to humanity, and to God. And this relationship is solemn with its weight of responsibility. As long as we are in this world, we must be linked one with another. Humanity is interlaced and interwoven with humanity. As Christians, we are members one of another. The Lord designs us as His sons and daughters, whom He calls His friends, to help one another. This is to be a part of our practical Christian work. Who is my neighbor? He is the very one who needs help the most. Thy brother, sick in spirit, needs you as you needed him. He needs the experience of one who has been as weak as himself, who can sympathize with and help him. The very knowledge of his own weakness helps that one to help another in his weakness. Let it not be that the sympathetic cords, which should be quick to vibrate at the least touch, shall be cold as steel, frozen, as it were, and unable to help where help is needed. Seek to help, to strengthen, to bless those with whom you are associated. The Lord will be merciful to those who are merciful. The Lord will be tender and pitiful to those who exercise tenderness and compassion and pity for others. We must realize that we are in Christ's school, not to learn how we may esteem ourselves, how we shall conduct ourselves so as to receive honor of men, but how we may cherish the meekness of Christ. Self and selfishness will be ever striving for the mastery. It is a fight we must have with ourselves, that self shall not have the victory. Through Christ you may triumph. Through Christ you may conquer.